Just briefly, before we get into our DVD presentation, we'd like to thank you for your continued prayers for us as we're on the deputation trail. Also thankful for the training that I received here for 25 years. Tell you the truth, you know, you do have a good reputation across the country. I was in one church and the pastor said, you know, he was preaching at his missions conference and he knows my dad, and he said, folks, if you want to know what the local church, indigenous church is, you need to look at Mukwonago Baptist Church, because they're a church plant and there's three people sent out by their church, and that is a missions church, he said. So you have a good reputation for loving missions and for doing the right thing across the country. And, you know, I'm thankful everywhere I get to go, I often get to use some of the skills that I've learned here, whether it's ministering to people in the physical needs or different needs, musical and such. So we thank you for your prayers. Continue to pray for us, please. At this time, we're going to show our DVD presentation because there are some folks here that have not seen it. I was surprised to hear earlier this week my brother Tim saw it for the first time up at Falls Baptist at their missions conference. And I know, I'm sure Nathan's wife, Laura, have you seen it yet? And I know there's some other folks that were not here last year at the missions conference. So we'll show that, and then we'll give a quick update about what the Lord's doing for us on deputation. And as you watch the DVD, you'll notice Will is grown a little bit, and Ann hasn't quite made the picture yet for the family picture, so that isn't quite updated yet on the DVD. And also, my father-in-law was our sending pastor, and he's now serving at Maranatha Baptist Bible College. So those are two quick changes. My father-in-law is noted as our pastor on the DVD presentation. Other things to note is, as you watch, the church that we are ministering in this DVD presentation, get to know some of those faces. We'll be telling you more about them afterwards. And all the pictures are from Wales, so get a glimpse of the country and let the Lord do a work in your heart and get a burden for Wales.
Wales is a country which is part of the United Kingdom, bordering England to its east and the Atlantic Ocean and Irish Sea to its west. The capital of Wales is Cardiff, which is located in the south. Wales is a bilingual country, with English spoken by the majority of the people and Welsh by approximately 20%. In comparison to England and Scotland, Wales has the smallest population, estimated at 3 million people, as well as the smallest landmass, which is comparable to the size of the state of Massachusetts. And yet, the number of people per square mile in Wales is nearly twice that of Scotland's. The people of Wales earn modest incomes, however, the cost of living is nearly twice that of the U.S. Wales is a land of majestic beauty. Much of Wales' diverse landscape is mountainous, particularly in the north and central regions. Due to the significant rainfall and moderate climate, the grass is green nearly year-round. Sheep graze across the countryside of Wales, particularly in the north. There are nearly 10 million sheep in Wales. That's over 3 sheep to every person. Wales is known and often visited for its numerous castles. Wales has the most castles per square mile than any other country in Western Europe. The culture of Wales is rich and diverse. The people are extremely nationalistic and proud of their heritage. Wales is often referred to as the Land of Song. In Great Britain, the Welsh people are known as the people who sing. It's common to hear the great hymn, "Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah," sung at football and rugby games, which are common pastimes of the Welsh people. Unfortunately, the people have no understanding of the great truths of which they sing. Wales has a great spiritual history. Many of the world's greatest revivals took place in Wales. However, the effects of these revivals were short-lived. Of the nearly 80,000 people who joined a church after the revival of 1904, 60,000 of those people drifted away from faithful membership by the year 1912, only 8 years later. Since then, church attendance has been steadily declining. Because of the great decline, many of the gospel-preaching churches built during these revivals could not afford to remain open. Sadly, rather than converting souls, these churches have been converted into homes and businesses, fallen into disrepair, and many have stopped preaching the gospel. According to a 2007 study by Vex and Crabtree, in the United Kingdom, over 66% of the people are not connected with a religion of any kind. This same study estimated that less than 40% of the people even believe that there is a God. Studies estimate that by the year 2050, less than 40,000 people in a country of over 3 million people will attend a religious service of any kind on a regular basis. The need for the gospel in Wales is clearly great. The revelous mindset of the people shows their spiritual blindness. Among the Welsh, drunkenness is considered common, even among teenagers. Many young couples would rather live together rather than get married, as they can draw more money from the government. Young girls marry for money rather than love, planning to be unfaithful to their husbands. Even among Christians, this materialistic mindset is prevalent. Parents discourage their sons from becoming ministers, fearing that they will not earn a good income. The Lord has been preparing Joshua and Rachel Roberts to meet the great spiritual need of the Welsh people. From a young age, they have both felt God's call to the mission field and have prepared themselves to serve the Lord in Wales. In 2003, both Joshua and Rachel graduated from Maranatha Baptist Bible College. Joshua is continuing his education, working towards a Master of Divinity degree. The Roberts' desire is to use the training they've received to reach the Welsh people through the planting of indigenous, Bible-based Baptist churches. Their plan is to start these churches by giving the gospel to the Welsh people. As the Welsh people tend to read most things they receive in the mail, gospel tracts will be directly placed into their mailboxes. Because of their love for singing, many Welsh people are eager to attend Singspirations. Other outreach ministries will include children's meetings, Bible studies, ladies' teas, community involvement, and everyday witnessing opportunities. Whatever the program, the Roberts believe the main focus must be the clear preaching of the gospel and the discipleship of believers.
As their pastor, it is my privilege to recommend Josh and Rachel Roberts to become part of your missionary team. This couple is prepared for missionary service, church planting in Wales, and several important ways. Josh's heritage is Welsh, and his burden for the field began in his early youth. Josh has visited Wales twice, assisting missionaries and surveying the field for future service. Rachel accompanied him on his last trip. Together they know the great spiritual need on a first-hand basis. Josh and Rachel were born into church-planting families, and they have personally experienced both the blessings and the challenges of this unique ministry. Finally, Josh and Rachel have served in many local church capacities, ministering to the youth, teaching in the Christian school, and participating in all aspects of the music ministry. Josh has filled the pulpit for missionaries in Canada and has traveled speaking and evangelizing in many churches. Faith Baptist Church is solidly behind the Roberts. As their sending church, we will be underwriting a substantial amount of their support. It is our desire to have you partner with us as they seek to plant fundamental independent Baptist churches in the needy country of Wales.
Will you please pray for the Roberts as they seek to serve the Lord in Wales? Please pray for hearts to be prepared to hear the gospel. Pray that the Lord will guide them to the most effective place to plant a church in North Wales. Please pray for the provision of funds. And above all, pray that they will be vessels fit for the Lord's service.
Well, just every time I see that, I pray that I will never get tired of it and always grow in my burden for the country of Wales. Just a couple quick updates. I mentioned the church that was on the DVD presentation there, and a couple you've been praying for the right person to work with in Wales. We've mentioned sponsorship in the past. Just to kind of give you a little bit of background for those that don't know about this, to get into the country of Wales, you have to be sponsored by somebody. In other words, you have to be, somebody in Wales has to be accountable basically for you to the government, kind of like an employer. They're just, in case you mess up, you know, there's somebody there that's going to hold you accountable. And there's a couple in Wales, Larry and Dixie Quaid, that I met on my first trip over there, and I've seen them every time. This past time was only for a couple days, but the Lord worked it out this past trip in June and July that we mentioned that we were still looking for a sponsor, and they said, "Well, a friend of ours in the south is applying for sponsorship, and he might be able to sponsor you." And so I said, okay, well, we'll keep that in mind, and maybe we could contact them. And they said, well, just hold on. We'll contact them for you and let you know what the progress is. About a month later, I got an email from Larry, and he said, you know what, that couple in the south, they and their church have decided that if they're going to sponsor anybody, they would like them to work with them. And we know you have a burden for North Wales, so what we've decided is that we're going to apply for sponsorship. And so we said, well, praise the Lord. And we had been praying also for an idea of where the Lord was guiding for who we were going to work with. And they said, at the same time, they said, but our church, if we're going to sponsor you, they'd like you to work with us, at least to start off. And so that was kind of, okay, Lord, that made it pretty plain and clear for us. And another reason why they'd like us to work with them is, as a sponsor, God forbid anything should happen to us, but if we got in trouble with the government, they could get fined £10,000. So in other words, they could be fined almost $20,000. So we'll be working with Larry and Dixie in that church that you saw on the screen to start off with as we get into Wales. We're just thankful for the Lord's providing that sponsorship status. But as you continue to pray for us, please pray for them because they are going through the process right now of getting approved by the government. They have to go through some paperwork. They have to put out some money. And so you just pray that that will all get finalized. But after the plan is to go to work with them to start off with. And then as we are there, we'll be starting language school. We'd like to learn the Welsh language. We feel that it'll be a good way to reach the people, show them that we're serious about them and their culture, to also to reach as many people as we can. There are still quite a few people that speak the Welsh language, especially up in northwestern Wales. We also think it'll be a very effective tool. I do not know of one American missionary that can speak Welsh fluently. And there is a need for Welsh ministries. Some of the churches over there are praying about starting some of those, and so we'd like to do that, and also to reach my distant family. I don't know if we have any more than one cousin over there, but my dad said he speaks Welsh and really can't understand or can't read English, so we'd like to try to do that. Deputation update, we're about 60% of our support. Originally, my personal goal, was to be there in August of this coming year. We don't know if that's the Lord's plan. I really believe that the Lord would have us to get our support in by the end of 2011, so you can continue to pray for that. I think that's about everything, but I just like to continue to thank you for your prayers and your future support of us. We appreciate everything that you've done for us. And do you have any questions? Anybody have any questions? I know we've answered a lot of them in the past, but maybe you have a couple more to ask that you've thought of, or some new folks might have some questions. Anybody have a question? Brother Pierre.
Can you get some citizenship there? Like, can anybody get citizenship by having ancestry?
I looked into that, and we're basically one generation removed, and we're not part of any of the Commonwealth states, so that kind of we're not, you know, part of not a citizen of New Zealand or Canada, so that won't work out. But the sponsorship status lasts for 5 years, so we have to be sponsored for 5 years, and then after those first 5 years, we can apply for what's called an indefinite leave to remain, and then we could be there permanently. The only kind of catch in that first 5 years is, I guess, as the law reads right now, we couldn't be out of the country for more than 3 months. So that's, I guess we won't have a furlough for 5 years. So that's fine, though. Any other questions? Yes, way back in the back, Evan. How many churches have I been to in Wales? Let me count them up. 1, 2, 3, 4. Almost 8 churches in Wales I've been able to visit. Any other questions?
What was the largest church that you went to, and what is the average size of church?
Okay, the largest church that we went to, well, that's kind of, the largest church we visited was about 75 to 100, they would average, and that church wasn't one that we would normally attend. It was just one we dropped in to see what it was like. It was in, I think it was called Ebenezer Baptist Church. It was pastored by a Welshman. The music wasn't where we would like it to be, and that was one of the largest churches in all of Wales. Most of the churches average in between 15 and 30 people. And so there was one thing we found out that was encouraging, that there are more gospel preaching churches that I knew about. But if you, to tell you the truth, maybe one or two churches that you might feel comfortable attending, probably those might even be a little suspect. A lot of the Welsh churches that are pastored by Welshmen are non-dispensational, so they I don't believe there is a distinction between Israel and the church, and their theology isn't quite where we would be, even though they still preach Jesus Christ crucified, and that's salvation by grace alone through Jesus Christ. So that's kind of how the theological landscape is. Yes, Brian.
Let's say you've been there for 2 years, and one of your brothers wants to come help you or work with you, and they have to go through the sponsorship.
As far as I know, they'd have to do the same exact thing, come and become sponsors. So be sponsored and come in. Basically, anybody that comes in, unless you can become a citizen right away, it'd have to be sponsored. Any other questions? Yes, Brother Apple.
Can you visit for a month or not, Brother Guy?
Yes, you could come and visit for a month. Anybody can come and visit.
You've got to be sponsored?
No, that's just to live there permanently, on a permanent basis. So the thing is, I just did talk to somebody that visited Northern Ireland, and you just, when you come and visit, you just come and say, we're coming to visit. And that's about all you, that's about the scope of what you tell them is. Brother Scott.
What is your time frame as far as visiting? How many months or how long? Is your visit considered?
I don't know, brother. Longer, less. Yeah, usually 3 months, as Brother Pierre. Yeah, he knows no better. So come and stay for 2.5 months and help start a church. So. Yes, Joel.
Are you
going to be a sheep farmer? He asked if I was going to be a sheep farmer. To tell you the truth, I'd love to farm, but I probably won't, because we think it's pretty key to live by people. And out in the country, the people are a little bit more spread out. You won't be able to have as good of contacts for the ministry that we would need to have. And so we'll probably be located closer into one of the bigger cities. That's one thing I haven't mentioned. The church that you saw there is right outside of Wrexham, which is one of the largest city in the north. And so about 100 plus thousand people in that area is where we'll start off with, and then we'll go on from there. Yes, Thomas.
Is there absolute genuine freedom of religion? Like, can you go preach on the street, say the sodomies, the abomination, do whatever you need to do, or can they get mad at you and do stuff to you?
I haven't looked into that yet, but as far as I know, there's freedom of religion, basically what you want. You know, if some of those things, you just have to be wise in how you do it. You know, you go and preach against sin, and if it came up, if I felt convicted, then I would preach against that on the street corner. But I don't necessarily have to go out on the street corner and preach against that to cause a purposeful, you know, retaliation against somebody. So I would definitely, if it came up in the course of preaching, then I would do it if I needed to. But then I would just, I don't know. I don't know what the law is right now. So I'd have to wait and find out. Any other questions? Yes. Schools. We get that question asked a lot, and the school is a... you know, that's a big issue that we have to work through. The problem is, in Wales, automatically, if you don't put your kids in the school, it's like a big wall. They're like, you think we're better than us? Why should we talk to you? So what we would like to do is all the young people learn Welsh in the public schools. So we would like to see if it's possible that we could at least send them to get Welsh language school, and then do the rest of the training at home. It won't be as a big a problem for us because Rachel has an education degree, and so they'll be thinking, well, she's just using her college training for what she went to school for. And so they'd understand. Plus, you know, the school system over in Wales, it's a big variety. Some of them are very strict in their education standards, and some of them have actually pretty strong conservative dress codes. There's some that are really loose dress codes. So we don't want to put that wall, but we do not definitely want to put them in the school just to learn, you know, to get inundated with the world's philosophy. So we'd like to put them in school to learn language at least, and then take them home to homeschool them. So any other questions? Yes, brother. I visited about, 5 or 6 churches that were missionary churches, and then I think it was 2 of them that we visited that were pastored by Welshmen. So I heard sound evangelical or gospel preaching churches that would be called, probably some of them Baptist, some of them Presbyterian. There would be 30 to 40. It's kind of hard to know right now, because some of them are small and then they shut down. So that's kind of what it is, what it's like right now. Any other questions? Yes, Mrs. Wright.
How far away from Ireland is the southern part of Wales?
Well, I could answer that better from the north. there's parts of Northern Ireland, I should say parts of Ireland that closer to the north of Wales that you could actually look across and see the coastline. So it's a half an hour to an hour, I believe, is by the ferry. So I think that's about how close it is. So if you go from the parts that jut out the farthest, you can kind of just about see the coastline on a good day. Yes, Mrs. Myers. You can go door to door. You could do street preaching. You can do almost any type of evangelism that you'd like. Also in Wales, you can just put the tracts right in their mail slots, which are right in their door, so the literature will actually go right into their house. And we've heard that that's a pretty good way to evangelize, because people like to read what comes in their mail slot. So, yes, Mrs. Rand. They are in Wales, but they're not. They don't have a super strong stronghold yet. The Welsh people, they tend to shy away from cults. It's kind of been their history. They are coming in, but we did meet a Mormon missionary when we were up in Wrexham, Wales, in the north. But there aren't too many of them over there. Any other questions? I think I have a couple more minutes. I got one down here in the front. Yes, sir. It take to get there? Takes about 7 hours by plane, depending if you have any layovers or not, depending on where you fly through, so, or weather delays, but normally about 7 hours on average. Two more questions. Yes, Tony.
What's the percent of Christians in the
U.S.? Percent of Christians? Well, they estimates show that less than 2% of the population attend an evangelical church of any kind on a monthly basis. Now, I think that includes all types of quote-unquote churches in name, but let's see. So we have about 160 people here today. 1.6. Maybe 3 people out of this whole crowd would go to church on a regular basis that preaches the gospel. I was kind of trying to think of it in the aspect of Maquonago, okay? We have in the great town of Maquonago, village of Maquonago, generous estimate 15,000. 12,000, okay? 10% is 120. 10% 1,200. 1% is 120. So maybe 120 people on a monthly basis would attend a church that preaches the gospel of any kind. That's including all of Maquonago, most of the people here. Many of you come from outside of Maquonago, so that kind of gives you a little bit better idea. Okay. Oh, I guess, yes, you were the second question. There's a small Muslim influence right now. If you notice, the Muslims like to go to when they get in a new country that isn't considered a Muslim country, you notice first, mostly, it starts in the big cities. Well, Wales doesn't have a great number of big cities, so there isn't a big influence yet, but also they're very traditional, and that is something that's foreign. Actually, that is one of the reasons that all the laws have been tightened up. All the immigrants that are coming into the country, you know, they're having a problem in Wales, and they don't want their country to become a Muslim country. And so far, we've heard of a few mosques, but very few in Wales. But they need the gospel before, you know, they need the gospel before they get the Muslim people. Baptists, yeah, most of them had just fallen away from their Christian heritage of the past. I'd like to say one thing I did notice. I watched another missionary's video, and he showed a testimony of a young man that was converting to be a Muslim. And he said, I was looking for something, didn't have any answers, and these are the ones that made the most sense to me. And so people are looking for something. God is working in their hearts. They just need to hear the gospel. They need... You know, there's many small villages, small towns around the country that need a gospel witness. How we can do that, we'll see how the Lord leads, but we'll see that, Lord willing, we can reach as many people. Starts with one soul, though. Starts with one, and then the multiplication process after that. So just pray for us. Pray that the Lord would go before us and begin convicting souls. Pray that we would see a good, solid foundation started up for our church when we get there. You know, we need a good base of leaders. We need some men that we could train so that they can go forth and start more churches. Who should I turn it over to? Thank you.